Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Sheltimer, my co-host, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, Chris Cameron, our sound editor, and our guest this week, Heather M. O'Connor. Each week at this time, we visit with a local or regional author or other persons involved with writers and readers. We ask our guests to introduce us to their work and to read for us. We like to get a glimpse into their lives and find out what inspires them and what prompts them to write. And today we're delighted to have Heather M. O'Connor join us. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Heather M. O'Connor is an award-winning writer of books for kids and teens. She is also an editor and workshop presenter. Her first picture book, Fast Friends, illustrated by Claudia Davila, is published by Scholastic Canada and available in both English and French on July the 21st this year. In 2015, she visited us on Word on the Hills to tell us about Betting Game, her debut novel with Orca Books. She also writes short stories, fantasy, and historical fiction. Heather lives in Peterborough, Ontario. So, Heather, tell us about Fast Friends. What is it about, and who are the characters in it?
Well, essentially, Fast Friends is a story about inclusion. It shows about a friendship that develops between a very busy little boy called Tyson and Suze, who's the new kid in school. The two kids hit it off right away, but the teacher's a little reluctant to let Tyson wheel Suze around for recess because he's a little busy and Suze uses a wheelchair and is nonverbal. So he's not sure that Tyson will be up to the challenge. It turns out when he finally gets his chance, he shows the whole class that he knows a lot about Suze and what makes her happy. And it helps the whole class get to know her a little bit better. So it's kind of a story to help kids see that when they have a kid who uses a wheelchair or is nonverbal or has any other kind of disability, that making friends is as easy as saying hello and smiling.
Now, what inspired this story and why did you want to write the book?
Well, the Suze in this story is my daughter. She is nonverbal and she uses a wheelchair. And all through the years, she's had a number of wonderful kids who have wheeled her around in her wheelchair and done projects with her in class and played with her and read to her. So she was in an inclusive classroom at a time where this was still fairly new because Suze is 31 now. So all of the kids in her class were quite happy to get involved with her. And I was so impressed with them that when she was in grade 5, I nominated the whole class for the Ontario Junior Citizen of the Year Award. And people were going, like, I don't understand. Why would you do that? And I said, because these are wonderful kids. Because as much as they helped Suze out, Suze helped them out all those years too. She helped them become more empathetic and thoughtful and patient. She helped them become better people, better citizens, better junior citizens. And I would say, like, for example, this one kid in the class, and this kid was a bit of a bully sometimes, and he was a bit difficult sometimes with some of the other kids, but he was great with Suze. He'd run her around the schoolyard, and she'd wave her arms and laugh. And I'd tell people, and they'd go, that kid? You sure? Because he beats my kid up. But, you know, because she brought out the gentleness in this boy, 10 years later, with my younger kids, we went to a day camp, and we saw this boy as a camp counselor. And he was the same big, loud personality he was earlier. And he was the camp counselor who made all the kids play the games and sing the songs and do the stuff. He was wonderful. And those qualities that he learned from having to think about people like Suze, and maybe from the kids he learned to play with a little bit nicer. And I told this story to a friend of mine, Ingrid Ruthig, who's a writer. And she said, Heather, you have to write that story. You have to write it. And it was that easy. I did. I went right inside and wrote it down.
So why a picture book? What made you write that story as a picture book?
Well, I think kids don't understand. Little kids don't necessarily always understand because people tell their parents, their teachers, their EAs say, be gentle, don't touch, don't ask questions, don't, instead of do. And I thought it would be a great way for young people and their parents and their EAs and their teachers to realize that they should be, the things they can do to become a friend with somebody who might have special needs of some kind.
Now, how do you approach the writing of a picture book?
I find picture books very easy. They're more like a snapshot because they're quite short compared to the novels I've written. They're very short. So it's an anecdote. It's a snapshot in time. And they usually, when I've written a picture book, it's just sort of come out all at once. I've got four more picture books ready to go out, and they've all come out very easily.
There are restrictions, though, right? So you're restricted to, 28 pages or 14 spreads, yes, or whatever?
First of all, the sweet spot right now is 500 words for a picture book, and that's not very long. You have to think about things like page turns. The same thing as if you were looking at cliffhangers at the end of a chapter, where you want to create those small cliffhangers when you divide up your pages in your head as to what your spreads could look like. You want to be able to have those cliffhangers when you turn the page. So there's that anticipation in the child's mind, what's coming next. So you try to create a question.
So now, obviously, it's being a picture book, you have an illustrator, in this case, Claudia Davila. So what was it like to work with an illustrator, and how does that even work?
Well, it's really interesting because Claudia and I have never met. We had never directly communicated until after the picture book was finalized. When you're doing a picture book, going back to your earlier question, one of the things you have to do is remove a lot of the story that you would normally put in and pare it all back to its bare bones, because that's the part that the illustrator gets to put in. So I never describe what my characters look like. In fact, the fact that Susan uses a wheelchair is virtually not mentioned in the story. It all comes through the illustrations. It's an act of faith. You're hoping that this illustrator is going to get what you have envisioned for the story. And you know what? Claudia totally exceeded my expectations. They're experts in what they do. Just like I'm an expert in words, they're an expert in how to present a story visually. And this little busy boy never has his shoelaces tied. Of course he doesn't. But that's Claudia's addition to the story. She took great care to make sure that the wheelchair was right, that Susan's posture was correct. Her attention to detail was absolutely amazing.
Well, perhaps you could read to us from Fast Friends.
Sure. I'll just read the first couple of spreads because it's very short. And I want you to have that anticipation where you have to turn the page.
Well, maybe also, seeing as we can't see the pictures, can you perhaps begin with what we see on the page before you read the words?
The first picture is in a classroom. There's a teacher and a couple of students at different tables who are all getting swept away by this motion, this force of nature that is Tyson. And he's racing around the classroom, very excited about this painting that he's just made of him in a race car. Tyson did everything fast. He printed fast. He moved fast. He ate fast. It sometimes made him knock over his chair, or the red paint, or the kids in his class. His teacher was always saying, "Too fast, Tyson." The next page, they're all getting ready for recess. Recess was different. Tyson could jump and climb and race around the schoolyard speedy quick, but he couldn't go outside until everyone was ready. Every day, Tyson had to wait and wait and wait. Some days he'd say, "Hurry up!" The next page is a spread with all the kids out for recess and Tyson playing ball by himself. Those days, Tyson played alone. See in the next page how I picture my future self. On this is the day that he meets Suze. One day, a new kid joined the class. "This is Suze," said the teacher. Suze didn't say hello. She didn't smile. She didn't even look at anyone. But she did look at the race car picture hanging on the wall. Tyson saw her. The car was red and shiny, just like her chair. And the driver wore a crash helmet, just like Sue's. So her crash helmet is to protect her from seizures, from bumping her head. But he just thinks it's a race car helmet. At lunch, Tyson finished speedy quick. But Suze ate her lunch through a tube, so she was even faster. She has a G-tube that feeds her directly into her stomach. When Tyson reached for his favorite book, Suze already had her eye on it. "Want to read?" he asked. When it was time to go outside, the teacher picked Raph to walk with Suze, even though Tyson's hand shot up first. "Be careful, Raph. Walk slowly," said the teacher. Raph did. So slowly that Suze took a snooze. And it takes a little bit more time before the teacher figures that maybe he has to give Tyson a chance. But when he does, it's really wonderful.
Thanks, Heather. And now we'll take a short break.